The former CEO of Washington's Western State Hospital continued working for the state even after he was publicly fired by Governor Jay Inslee. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
This was Governor Inslee at a news conference last April 12th.
Earlier today, Western CEO Ron Adler was notified of his termination effective immediately.
That was true. Adler had been fired as head of the troubled state psychiatric hospital after the escape and recapture of two high-risk patients. What happened next, though, was not part of the announcement. Soon after Adler boxed up his office, he took a four-week job with the state's Behavioral Health Administration working on transition planning. In a brief telephone interview, Adler said, "I was able to continue to make a contribution, and for me, that's what it's all about." A spokeswoman for Inslee says there's oftentimes some kind of transition period between CEOs. Just 2 months earlier, Inslee had accused state Senate Republicans of an election year stunt because they fired his Secretary of Transportation by not confirming her nomination. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.